Good evening, glory, hallelujah to you. What the heck's your story? And what's going through you? This is the glorified version of a bass fishing talk show. I'm your host, Pat Renwick. Give it up for yourselves, Bass Galaxy. It's Wednesday night. Yes. I feel good. This is the StrayCast year-end slide-by extravaganza. That's right. That's what this is. We're pretty stoked. We have a plethora of guests tonight. And first off, Cooper Gallant. Yes. Coop. Yes, Master Elite Series hero. Jeff Gustafson, Bassmaster Elite Series Bass Classic Champion, coming on the show tonight. Jamie Bruce, Brad Leitner from Into the Great Wide Opens. They're coming aboard. And ladies and gentlemen, introducing to you the Minnesota Savages. That's the Craw Man, Kyle the Killer, El Dirty the Bandito, and the Choder. Making their debut on the StrayCast glorified version of a bass fishing talk show. But guess what? This year-end extravaganza, there's a lot going on, especially on the chat board with the one and only Rockin' Shoal Fantasy. Give it up for Rockin' Shoal, the hardest working man in the chat board business out there. The J.R. Ewing. Hey, you know what he's got going on tonight? He's got not one, not two, not three, but quattro. Four like and share giveaway prizes tonight. That's right. Yes, you like and share this live Facebook feed. You got a chance at some Sims garb. That's right. Sims hoodie. Challenger, just like this deal. Like and share the live Facebook feed. Also, tin cup whiskey. Fun pouch extravaganza right to your door. That's right. Like and share the live Facebook feed. It could be yours. And get this. The cappers of all cappers. Not one, but two. Pedro Fighter official lucky pocket rocks. They're magical. Great things happen. One of them? No. Two of them? Yes. Like and share the live Facebook feed. Your chance tonight, Bass Galaxy, at three prizes. Or four. Okay, four prizes. Hey, speaking of a prize, you know who's the most prized producer in the Bass Galaxy? It's the one and only. It's Andrew Ellenberger, and he's a ginger ninja.
Yeah. Yo, Pat, how are you?
Gigi! Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and it's good to see you. You seem in decent spirits, Andy. And I like seeing that.
Could be better.
I know, but I'm seeing smiles. And
yeah, we're doing good.
Yeah, smiles. Everyone smiles, and we love you. You know that, Andy. And man, I'll tell you what, it's a pretty cool thing. We were talking about it the other day, Andy, and we've been at this deal. God willing, our Jan 10 show will be our season 9 premiere. God willing.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. I know you laugh too. Who would have thunk, man?
Yeah.
An ant can't move a rubber tree plant, Mr.
No.
You know what I mean? But here you are. And there's a lot of podcasts now and a lot of broadcasting on the internet, but you were one of the first guys to really kind of get it out there and refine things, you know. Jeffries and Brian the Carpenter were doing an amazing job on it, and you just went wormhole on the stuff.
Yeah.
So the Bass Galaxy commends you for your outstanding contribution to the world of podcasting, Andy. Seriously. And with that being said, there's a lot going on for StrayCast in 24. Brad and Jamie are going to tell us about a little enhanced version of into the Great Wide Opens. But thinking of extending and enhancing, Andy, you and I had a little talk, and we decided to bring back a little blast from the past.
Yeah.
is our co-host for 2024. And I mean, I'm getting a little worked up, but I couldn't be more excited and elated to bring back to you, Bass Galaxy, the one and only Ryan Popcorn Whitaker. There he is. Look at him. Welcome back, Ryan.
What's happening?
What's going on? Welcome back to the show, bud. Heck yeah.
It's nice to be back here, man. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
A couple of year hiatus, low hiatus, whatever you want to look at.
Now you're a big time lure designer and bait company owner. And
still very small time.
Well,
but you
know, you're making it look big time.
Middle ground is near.
And winning tournaments everywhere. Andy, he's back.
I know. I love it.
It's Ryan Popcorn Whitaker.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I would say I miss you guys, but
I miss you being in here, and I'm like having all of us together like this. It's nice. It's fun.
Yeah. I will say the temperature control is much better from the last one.
Well, thank you. The budget has increased 7% over the last few years. So that's
not
good.
Burning up right now, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's a different thing. Hey, we're glad to have Ryan back, and one of the reasons that we are bringing Ryan back is he's going to be the coxswain a little bit of this ship. Him and Andy are going to
call me
the coxswain.
Oh,
okay. That means the guy that that runs the talking on here. And Andy's going to be the coxswain of the engineer as I venture as a vagabond a little sure. bit. And what that actually means is I'm going to be doing some work with the blue and gold with BASS this year. And thank you. And
great stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. And I'm going to be traveling to the Elite Series events and enhancing the Marshall program and beyond. We'll see where it takes. So
I can't wait.
Yeah, awesome. I'm excited.
We're all excited.
Yeah, well, thank you, man. It's a dream come true to work for Mr. Scott. So, I can't wait, man. Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers to all of you as well. And and you guys are going to be running the ship. I'll be here often, but when I am on the road, you guys are going to be doing it. I'm looking forward to it.
So. Yeah.
And I'll pipe in, like if I'm in Australia with Carl Jacobson or something, which it's not going to really happen. But if let's just say I was, I'll be there. I'll be here on the deal. Hey, all right. Jin, you got any bill paying music?
Yep.
Yeah. Let's go window shopping. What do you say? I mean, the after Christmas specials are abounding right now. Let's do it. Popcorn, you want to do some window shopping?
Let's do window shopping.
All right. Here we go. Hey, Popcorn.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you run any lithium batteries?
I don't.
Okay. You know what? You need to start.
Do I want to? Yes.
Yeah, you really do. Because we're talking about enhancement and extends. Yes. Those two together. Happen with lithium batteries. We use impulse lithium. That's what we're most comfortable with, right?
Yeah. I'm in that comfort zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Popcorn Whitaker.
Speaking of long extended power.
Poppy, hey, dude, something you're familiar with, as I must say.
I'm scared.
No, you're very familiar with this. I see you using it all the time on your boat.
Okay.
Baby D line.
Oh, lines. Yeah.
You're all over it.
Cannot fish without it when it's hot out. Burnt thumbs.
No, yeah. You do burn your thumb. You're a braid thumb burner.
Yeah, no brakes. If you don't use brakes on your casting reel, you're going to burn your thumb without that stuff.
It happens. Yeah. And here's the deal. I'm going to talk to you something about reel. You being a small business owner. KVD Line and Lure, also small business owner. There's a lot of other line and lure enhancement products now. KVD Line and Lure... besides the Real Magic, I think, was the original, and then KVD Line and Lure came next.
Yeah.
You know, they could use a little bit of help. Just going to be flat out and say it. And mom and pop shops everywhere could use a little help and support small businesses. Right, Ry?
Absolutely.
KVD Line and Lure
stuff
spray.
Is awesome.
No, it really is. Legit. Dude, it's the best stuff out there.
I actually turned around once. I got a couple blocks away from home, turned around to get it. It was hot out.
Testify Ryan Whitaker. And it cleans your screens.
Yeah.
Cleans the screens.
Absolutely. That's the only thing I clean my boat with.
The whole deal. Hey, you know what switching is, right? Not switching to glide, but switching.
Like the bait?
Yeah, it's a Berkeley switch.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a new FFS.
Yeah.
Yeah. FFS.
Yeah.
Switch. Hashtag FFS.
Yeah. The bait and switch.
Yeah. The old bait and switch, forward facing sonar. Well, the old Berkeley switch, now available at omniafishing.com. Check it out. And here, like I was just talking to Ryan about some of the new baits that you'll hear more about from Berkeley and the FFS deal. But like, I don't have a forward facing sonar, but I'm looking at these baits. I'm like, where I fish, I'm going to jack them on this anyway.
Your face is backward.
Yeah, my and each side. Yeah. Yes. But my face forward is forward facing like a periscope. But then, yeah, I mean, I'm looking at these baits. I'm like, I'm going to jack them on these deals anyway. OmniaFishing.com has got the Berkeley switch right now. Ryan, what do you got on your desk over there? I see you got a little...
I got a knife.
Yeah, it's a sharp one, too. Be careful. You're making me nervous.
I'm seriously scared.
Yeah, you're making me nervous. These are custom White River knives from whiteriverknives.com/stray. I have the M1 capper. It's an everyday carry. Ryan Whitaker, he has got the... 6-inch fillet. And he's like, dude, I'm perching with this.
The perch are
That's true. The perch.
The perch are in, by the way, in case anyone didn't know.
Popcorn, the perch are in. Hey, whiteriverknives.com. Custom made knives for the outdoorsman in you. What's that even mean?
Yeah.
You know who's in it to win it?
Who's that?
He's a gypsy. I know the guy's a gypsy. Andy, are we doing okay on the gypsy this week? Let's get this. We got to get this show going. Where's this guy at? I'm done with Christmas shopping. I'll tell you right now. I'm having flashbacks with the music playing.
Has he been up some whiskey business?
I don't know. When. Andy, is the gypsy available? Uh-oh. There he is. Take the whiskey. Let's get party started, Fast Galaxy. Gonna get a hell yeah. There
it is. How's everybody doing?
It's Luke Foley. He's the whiskey gypsy. What's up, bud?
What's up, Luke?
Buenos Ditas.
I'm confused.
Why?
I missed one episode. Had some technical difficulties 2 weeks ago. I apologize about that. I didn't catch any fish today. Ryan's back. You're leaving. Me and Andy are kind of, you know, the veterans now. And I'm 3 deep, so I don't know what's going on.
Hey, hold on. I'm not leaving. Anywhere, don't.
I know.
I'm gonna do just as many shows as my lazy butt did last year. Don't worry. It's just there'll be more Stray Casts going on, and guaranteed because of Popcorn and it's Andy. True. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
That's the deal. So I'm gonna sit by this pool until I fall in, man. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Sounds like a great opportunity working for Bass. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to them. I'll tell you, that's for sure, for giving a schlub like me a chance. I got to prove myself. I'll get fired right away.
Oh, you'll do just fine.
I got to prove myself. The sheriff's already got it out. I'm going to watch myself. Anyway. Yeah. Hey, Bulls. Where you at? Your Casbah?
No, I'm at home. Like I said, I just got off the lake a little bit ago, put the boat up, made some dinner, and you know, now I'm drinking, listening to the show.
Is that good? An old fashioned Manhattan?
Old fashioned.
Old fashioned. Are you old fashioned bass fisherman, Foley?
You're goddamn right. I am. I am very old fashioned, old school. My depth finder's a 7-Eleven flipping stick. I still flip mono, and I don't care. I know this.
But you crack him. He cracks him like Kong. He's on that. Yeah, he's on that 7-Eleven heavy and just like a chip.
Like 40 pound or something or what?
No, I flip 25 big game. I've been doing it for years. Yeah. I still love that big game.
Hey, man, I've caught 100 pound tarpon
out there rubber banding.
This guy, and believe me, if you implement a program like the tin cup whiskey casting program, bringing it to bars across the continental United States of America, you can get it casting. So that guy can put a jig anywhere.
Mono cast better.
Anywhere.
Pretty much.
Hey, for those of you that may be tuning in for the first time tonight, like this guy right here, he's the whiskey gypsy, and every week he brings us the tin cup whiskey word of the week. And whenever you hear that word, you take a little sippy sippy. It could be a little cafe con leche, It could be some ice cold Coca-Cola or a tin cup Mountain Whiskey. And when you take a sip, please sip responsibly. Luke Foley, what is the tin cup whiskey word of the week?
How about we go with something like the holidays or Christmas or
say that
New Year, like something festive?
I'm over Christmas. I love Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and the song tells me that too. But I'm over it right now. Do you want to
say anything in the new year?
Well, I'd probably
How might, about 2024.
I might That's say 24. I'm going to say 24 and 23 a lot.
Yeah, let's go with that then.
First time ever numbers of the tin cup whiskey word of the week. You hear the word 23 or 24, you take a sippy sippy.
Your word is a number.
There, your word is a number.
There you go.
Job fools. I like it. 23 or 24.
Michael, that's all pop corn. He's back. Number. He's back in full force.
He's been making
jigs and catching them on the Great Lakes, and now he's back. What are you holding up there?
Michael Jordan. It's number 23. Okay.
I've been eager to pick a word, and I picked a number.
There you go.
Hey, what do you think about popcorn being back? That's good news.
I think it's great. I mean, when we kind of started this, he left, and I didn't know if that was something that I had done. I felt guilty about it. I've been up many a night, so I'm really glad he's back. I hope he gives me a hug when we meet.
He will give you a hug, and you guys are going to be doing some intros together, doing words of the week.
Yeah, sounds good.
I mean, you guys better get comfortable with each other is all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Well, I get a lot more comfortable with him if he'd send me some jigs every now and again.
Oh, wow. Look how he's Stoli's feeling good.
I like bottles.
Tightropefishing.com.
I got bottles for days, man.
He's coming to town Sunday, right?
Interesting trades considered.
You had a good Christmas, your daughter. And Corey,
she got way too many presents. So
there's no such thing. There's no
God. She got a lot of stuff.
Hey, Foles, we're grateful for you this whole 2023. We're grateful for what you and Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey do for the sport of bass fishing and our buds, and especially this Stray Cat show, I guess. So we appreciate your presence, bud, and we look forward to your contributions in the future, whatever they may be. You're a force to be reckoned with, Gypsy. You know that?
Well, this force didn't catch many today, but
dude, it's December
I know.
Like you live in a horrible area of the country.
I live in a terrible area. That's for sure.
I don't even know what you're expecting. All right. Mm-hmm. This time where you are is Greg Hackney.
I threw a jerk bait today. That's how desperate I got.
Super desperate. If you'd have said Ned Rig, I don't know. Hey, anyway, tin for cup sure. whiskey. Number of the week is 23 and 24. Foles to like and share. Four of them tonight. Got a Sims Challenger hoodie. We got of course, you know, if you don't know already, Tin Cup Whiskey Fun Boozala Boozala. Watch a baboobie to the door. I just spoke in code. That's all with that.
I don't know what you said.
It's good. Also, not one, but two Pedro Fighter official pocket rocks. Pocket rocks. All you got to do is like and share the Facebook feed. Hey, that being said, let's get the slide going and start partying. All right. Put the power poles down, Foles. All right. And switch off the power pole move when you put the power poles down. Because the move will still keep moving forward, but the poles will keep you braced in the back.
That's true.
Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with Coop, Gallant, and Chuck.
Can't wait to hear Gussie.
When we return, we'll be right back. That's Galaxy. Popcorn Whitaker, Andrew Ellenberger, and a cast of thousands. Peace. I'm going anywhere.
There's a moment when you're faced with a challenge, and just solving the problem isn't good enough. Even if that means breaking the rules and shredding apart conventional ways of thinking, all in the name of creating something truly remarkable. With this much control at its command, we didn't stop with just one. We created two incredible trolling motors. Introducing the new PowerPole Move Brushless Trolling Motor. This is the mountain, and this is Mountain Whiskey. Unspoiled, untamed, forever wild. There's no safety net, no way down. up here, it's just man and the mountain and his tin cup. Tin cup whiskey. Mountain whiskey.
Want to know the difference between power bait and other soft plastics? Ask the fish. Berkeley scientists have thousands of flavors tested on thousands of fish. Natural, man-made, every bait that's ever hit the water. No matter the shape, size, or color, PowerBait is the only one that has scientifically proven. Fish bite and will not let go.
Realize your boat's potential with outboard performance accessories that improve the handling, speed, and economy of your boat. Find your perfect accessory from Bob's Machine.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the glorified version of a bass fishing talk show. I'm Pat Renwick. That's Ryan Whitaker right over there. And right now, let's say we get the slide through sliding. It's a year-end slide through extravaganza. With that being said, let's take a little trip over to Kenyatta. And it's the one and only Cooper Gallant and Jeff Gustafson. Yes. Welcome, boys.
What's going on, boys?
How you doing?
Ryan?
What's up in Canada?
Cold.
Look at Gus. Gus, you're in the bait shop.
Yeah, I'm having a little party tomorrow evening. Invited all the local fishing buddies out. So I don't know. I'm sure a few people will come out for a ride. But yeah, just trying to clean things up a little bit and yeah, start working on the tackle. It's getting to be that time.
You having a big moping party?
Probably.
You're going to be moping around.
We're going to look at that trophy and just talk about moping.
Heck yes. I love it. Gus, it's great to have you back here again. Haven't had you since your classic victory. And again, you're just an amazing example of a spokesman for Ray Scott's most coveted trophy. And Coop, great to have you back again. I believe you were on at the beginning. Well, no, I think it was at the end of 22 where we had the Canadian special.
That's right.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, it's one of the most listened to Straycast podcasts ever, especially in Canada for some reason. Oh, I don't know. Go figure.
Probably because of Corey.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to hear him chirping.
But Coop, it's great to have you back. And I got to tell you, Bass Galaxy, let's give it up for this guy. What an amazing rookie year. Wow.
Oh, thank you, boys.
Appreciate it. Lot of squeeze. Good job, bud.
Good Thanks, job. Man. Yeah, it was a fun year, rookie season. And yeah, it was good. Had a good time, caught some bass, and made some friends, learned some stuff.
Not bad. And thank God you caught bass because – I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. We were talking about this a little earlier. That's all you know how to do is catch bass. So pretty thank much, God yeah. you're able to catch fish or you'd just be walking into walls.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what he's got. He's kind of a YouTuber as well.
Oh, true. That's true. Yeah. Because he is a tuber.
Cool YouTuber, though. So yeah. Not a chirp, but normally it would be.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, you can always go to keep it tubing. Just, you know. But you're catching fish, and that's
it's still
cool.
about catching.
Yeah,
fish.
It's still about catching fish on the yeah. tube. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
Now, Gus, dude, I mean, like, here's the deal. I can only imagine that the year after you win a Bassmaster Classic trophy, that you are not only kind of on a cloud nine type of thing the whole year, but you may also feel a little pressure. Is that, I assume that's the way it is. Tell me.
I mean, yeah, it's good pressure, I guess, but yeah, you do. Like obviously I had my worst season I've ever had by like quite a bit.
I gotcha.
Classic happened. And like, the pressure was off. I was really excited for like the rest of the season after that happened. And maybe you just like, if you don't have that pressure, you lose a little bit of the killer or I don't know. And I mean, I didn't have any, like, I think maybe only 1 or 2 days I didn't get a limit all year. I mean, it wasn't like I wasn't catching any fish, just like missed a lot of cuts by ounces and just didn't seem like I wasn't really getting a lot of breaks, but, you know, it was, yeah, it was still an amazing year. And then also like the sponsorship stuff gets a little more serious. So yeah. Like, you know, there's a little bit of pressure there. You know, I certainly, it's good, but like, you don't want to let people down and make sure you do a good job for all these people. 'Cause for most of us, you know, we all need the help, to get to do what we want to be doing and love to do. And, so that part of it's important.
Dude, and I mean, and straight up, you are an outstanding example of a bass fishing role model or a bass fishing spokesperson. Don't you agree, Ryan?
Absolutely.
Coop, what do you think about that? He's your peer now, but I mean, that's a great example right there, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
He's a good specimen.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always looked to Gussie growing up. I still do. We're buddies. I still look up to him, though. Just as much as I did, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. He's
this great Canadian snow leopard.
Good dude, catches them, and yeah.
but I mean, here's the thing, Gus. Like, that's, you might not look at it this way, but the Bass Galaxy, they look at Bassmaster Classic winners throughout the year. Okay. And you said it yourself, you did not have the best year bassing, straight out flipping them in the boat. But yep, you had an amazing year as a spokesperson for the sport, carrying the message of the sport in the blue and gold. You said it yourself. You didn't say no to sponsor obligations. You didn't say no to fan obligations. You didn't say no to podcast obligations. You didn't say no to anything. And that's an ambassador.
Yeah. You know, that's, yeah, no, and there was a lot of that stuff. So maybe, you know, that probably hurts you a little bit, just on, you know, you lose a few hours here and there on working on your equipment and like just sort of prepping however you do for the next event. But that being said, it's like, you know, I've been doing it for a long time now. And like, it's crazy. It just gets harder and harder every year with the talent that keeps popping up. And it's very competitive. I mean, it's crazy. It's ounces between a good tournament and a bad tournament at a lot of the places that we go, probably half the tournaments throughout the year. I mean, it's literally ounces, makes a huge difference. So
I mean, dude, it's such a minuscule amount of a break that makes or breaks the cut, the top 50, yeah, the top 10, whatever it is, man, cutting, making a check. I mean, and look, here's an example. You get a guy like Coop coming in freshman year, rookie season, fresh off the haze. I mean, I was with them in Florida. They were hazing the heck out of them, Gus. I mean, yeah, we were at karaoke. They were pouring liquids on them. I didn't know what they were, Gus.
Well, right. Coop's pretty easily corrupted. So, I mean, you don't feel that. Don't give them too much sympathy, Pat.
I'm not. We're out bassing, me and Coop, smashing them. He don't know what's going on. He starts smashing them. And then Coop goes in another, off in one of his tangents again. And the next thing you know, he wakes up for practice at Okeechobee. And then he comes through at Okeechobee and does better than half of his buds. Like, yeah, what's going on, Coop? What are you doing? Swanning a chatterbait, bud. Swanning a chatterbait.
Yeah, that's what I did. I just hooked and wined a chatterbait for 3 days straight. I literally didn't pick up another rod. And yeah, I had a good derb. Don't know how, but we did.
Yeah, you were foggy.
Hey, Pat, I always know if Coop's catching him on a chatterbait, it's one of his favorite baits for sure, because he'll show up after day one or two and be like, hey, Gus, you got a couple 3/8 black and blue jackhammers, or, you know, whatever the color. That happened for sure. Yeah, but yeah, I got you covered anytime. That's it. Yeah.
That's your little cue in. He doesn't want him just to stock up, just in case he decides to throw.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I mean,
maybe he might decide to throw one. You know,
line of work. So,
yeah, well,
Gussie. Gussie, after that great year, like, you got to be. I assume you're looking forward to the best part, which is hog trap season. I mean, that's everyone's favorite part of having a big win, right? Is going on the sports show circuit.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you're talking about the sport working the hog trough. Right. Oh, yeah. I get it. I get you.
Okay. I mean, you got it. Yeah. Isn't that the best part?
Gus has been jacking him on the hog trough.
I've jacked a few on the hog trough over the day, but back in the day, they used to let you catch them way more. Now no one lets you on. They don't want you to catch them, but
you know what?
With the way our schedule is, I'm not getting to do a lot of the shows. And then, you know, obviously like we get a visa to come and fish the Elite Series for the season, but it's kind of just good for our tournament season. So I'm not like able to just come and do that, you know, hit all the shows and stuff that I would probably otherwise I would, but yeah, no, there'll be a few stops and, you know, I try to take advantage of every opportunity that you can. It doesn't always work out, but you know, I know how you know, a year from now, a lot can change and then nobody wants you either. Like just that.
Right. So you better get up on the hog truck.
And dude, moping, you know, demonstrating moping in a tank has got to be one of the most exciting ways to run a semi.
He has a hovercraft he uses for this.
that's one of those techniques that everybody's going to want to watch.
That's going to be tough. It's basically
dangling a bait vertical in a tank.
Check this out.
Look at this.
Yeah, but I can catch. The thing is, it'll catch every fish in the tank.
So yeah, you know it will. Oh, you know it will. I like that viral. Speaking of tanks, like the viral video of Coop jumping in Johnny Morris's tank.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
No, it's a good one. That's Coop. Not a lot of people know that's Coop. That first video that circulated of the kid jumping in the Bass Pro Shop tank.
Oh, the cannonball.
That was a young Cooper.
Oh, Gallant. Really?
Yeah. Okay. He was on vacation with his family.
Okay.
And he hopped in the tank.
Why not?
Yeah, that's a true story that I just made up. Gus knows.
He's a badass.
He is. He is. Don't let that smirk Cheshire Cat smile fool you. That's the deal. Gus, do you think you did a good job this year as being a spokesperson and a role model for the sport?
I mean, I feel like I did what I could. I did a lot of interviews and podcasts and I, you know, I deferred a few to the fall and stuff, but yeah, I did a lot of interviews and you just kind of can do what you can with all that, all the media and stuff. And you're never at the top for very long, right? Especially in fishing and so you just try and do what you can and
unless you're Kevin Van Darn.
Yeah. We all envy that problem he had for many years.
That's for sure. But we think you did an absolute amazing job. You make a difference. Yeah. And that's part of what it is. I mean, let's get real.
Well, all I can say is it definitely is a life-changing event. And I know David Fritz, the way he worded it on Mercer's show a couple weeks ago, I recommend everybody win the Bassmaster Classic.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's life-changing and it's a lot of good things have happened for me because of it. And I still have a couple times every week where I'm like, I can't believe that actually happened. And
dude.
Yeah.
So awesome.
I mean, this is a perhaps an odd question that you may have never thought of, but what do you think Ray Scott would think of you, Gus? And what do you, and give me a word that might describe or a word Ray Scott would use to describe you. You know how Mercer came up with the nickname, this great Canadian snow leopard. You know what I mean? Like you know, what do you think Ray Scott would have called you? And what do you think he'd have thought of you?
I don't know. Something to do with, you know, being a Canadian, maybe. He probably would have made fun of my accent.
Okay.
A lot of Alabama people do. the reply to them always is, huh? And y'all, you know, right. I'd get it a lot when I'd be guiding. So that might be my comeback all the time.
Okay.
Throw out an A or like some kind of Canadianism. I'd just reply with, huh? Y'all want to catch any effing fish? You better shut up.
Wow.
That was my response.
That was dark, Gussie. I like it.
Wow. Well,
But yeah, do you think Ray Scott would be proud of you? I do. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a lifelong fan of Bassmaster, so I definitely appreciate the history and the you know, the how special the classic is. So I feel like Ray would know that I respect him, and I think we would have got along pretty good.
Yeah, man,
he would respect the flannel.
Yeah, for sure. And they look amazing in their Sims flannel and Sims hoodie. In fact, hey Coop, we're giving away that that hoodie tonight. All you got to do is like and share the live Facebook feed. You need another one.
There you go. What, yeah, this exact one here?
Yeah, and I got a challenger on as well.
Just the one you're wearing. You're gonna.
Yeah, you're gonna set. Not. Nah, oh, yeah. One. And wash that. Don't make it like the jersey that Shelps gave Gus, which was amazing, by the way. Gus, love that. That was a cool present. Shelps knocked it out. She nailed
yeah
it.
No, I'm pretty lucky. Yeah. So for everybody, my wife got. So the third day of the classic, I'm gonna post a picture on my social media tonight. I've been meaning to do it for a while, but. The party after the classic on Sunday night was probably the highlight of the whole event for me.
That was amazing. It was so great.
Yeah. I got to get a photo in a minute with so many people that I look up to and that I'm friends with. And it was amazing. Like my best memories are from like the after party and everything. So obviously like by late into the night, I was pretty banged up, and Shelves and I walked back to the hotel. So the hotel had a revolving, like an automatic revolving door, and somehow I'm carrying the trophy, and like it's pretty heavy, and we'd walked a few blocks, and we get to the hotel, and somehow my face and the little bass on top of the trophy and the revolving door all collided, and I cut myself like right above the nose. That's and you know how roll much it bleeds, like when you get cut.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, oh yeah, that's a good spot.
Yeah,
and so I'm going like this, and she got a picture of me in the elevator, and I got blood running down my nose, and the jersey, like arm of it's covered in blood. So, you know, I told Mercer that story the next day, maybe or that few days after, and he was like, "You got to get that, save it, don't wear it again, get it framed
for sure."
I hung it in the basement and never thought much of it the rest of the year. And I, you know, something like I'll get to it at one point. And I didn't even notice it was gone or anything. And she got that jersey boxed up for me and had some confetti from the stage and my like pass for the week. Or you, if you're an angler, you get a little, you know, you got to wear a pass to get into everything. And yeah, it's all in a shadow box. So pretty, pretty cool present.
Well, that photo of you bleeding with the trophy needs to be on the internet.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's rock and roll. That's get like that Ozzy stuff. Yeah,
please.
We do yeah need that.
That's awesome.
Hey, Gus, I have a super serious question for you. I mean, I do. I hate to turn serious.
Okay.
On this whole podcast,
never.
You know, this is super serial. Who's gonna win the blue trophy first? Is it gonna be Cooper or Corey?
I hate it for Corey because he's due, but Coop's got it. I think Corey's done some things maybe and jinxed himself. I don't know. But,
what?
No.
What does that mean? Voodoo?
I'm going to say Coop's going to beat Corey to that blue trophy. Yeah.
Man, wow. I hope so.
Wait, this jinxing thing is conjuring images of voodoo medicine men.
Wow. Well, Corey's not an angel, Pat. Like, you know that, right?
Okay. You mean he's got a tattoo?
He might have a couple tattoos, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding, but
I know you are.
He's definitely due, and you know, it's gonna happen for both those guys. I'm sure sooner.
That's a tough call. I mean, honestly. What do you think of Coop? What do you think of Coop's first year as a upperclassman? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much beat my ass for the whole season. So I was impressed. I wasn't surprised. And, you know, I just, yeah, when he tells me something, I appreciate it and I absorb it. And, you know, we've gotten to be pretty good friends and we get along good. And yeah, if he tells me something or if I tell him something, it's probably legit, and you know, we got a good relationship,
and you sure do, and I admire it as well. But let me ask you this question: so, Coop had a little better year than you, okay? And be honest with me, Gus. Now, I don't know if you can see me in the camera right now, but I got my phone out, and I know all you anglers do this when you don't make the cut. And you're looking at and scrolling through the phone. You're scrolling looking at the BASS results on the bassandmaster.com. And then you're, did you ever go, freaking coop? Again?
Yeah,
it's an animal.
Yeah, I got by about like the fourth or fifth tournament, I was like sick of going up to him and be like, good job, bud. And, you know, I was happy for him. But yeah, nobody likes to get beat. Like, you know, you want to be, especially in this sport, you want to be doing the beating. So, I had to tell him good job many times this past year.
Like in the Little League line, just that's what the bag line's like at the BASS, just like Little League. I don't know if you guys did it the same in Canada, but you walk through the line and slap each other's hand. Good game.
Spit
on your hand. Good game. Good game. Good game.
Yeah. No, I mean, most of the guys are like that. And, mostly everybody gets along. But
hey, of course you do. And here's the thing. On the water, it's cutthroat. Cutthroat. But it's weird how off of the water, a lot of times things wash, if that makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
It seems to.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. But Coop, you had an amazing 2023. Was it better than you expected, Coop? Was it?
Thanks, boys. I mean, yes and no. You know, us as anglers, like, you look back at the year, like you're halfway through the year and you always want to do better. But like looking back at the year, now that we're all done, we're going into next year. Like I was super happy with how it, like my biggest thing going into my rookie season was just to have a good first year. Because if you don't, then you start playing catch up and it's a lot harder. So
sure.
I mean, yeah, I'm happy with it for sure. But again, we always want to do better. Right.
Of course.
Yeah, I was just happy to have a good first year. That way the pressure's off a little bit going to next year, and hopefully we can do better next year.
Did you get recognized by – I know you were recognized by the fans. Did you get recognized by your sponsors for your good work? Did you get commended? Did you get paid more for performing well in your – rookie year? It's a very real thing in the industry right now. Did you get enhanced for your performance?
Yes, with a couple different companies.
Good.
Definitely helped having a good year, and everything's good.
I mean, because eyes are on you. You're an amazing example of what I call pushing P. Wait, hey Gus, when I say pushing P, what's that mean to you?
I'm not sure.
What do you think it means, Coop?
I have no idea, Pat.
What do you think it means, Ryan?
It's pushing pounds.
No, it's pushing positive.
Oh, okay.
And you guys, yeah, there's a song pushing P, but I used to pushing positive.
I mean, pounds, bass.
Yeah, pounds. LB.
Yeah. Both good, yeah.
Yeah, but same thing. That's positive. Catching fish fixes everything, yeah. Our buddy says.
Yeah.
But you guys are fine examples of pushing P. And Coop, you got eyes on you because of it. Like, you know, Gus and I were joking a little about the YouTube and this and that, but you have a great message on your YouTube. And we talk about it often on the Stray Cast Show. You're not an influencer. You're an inspirer. All right. Inspirer has one positive connotation. Influencer can go negative or positive. I know I sound like a broken record, but you guys are great examples of it. And Coop, that's why, not only I believe because of your performance in catching fish, but because of the eyes on you in a positive nature. Does that make sense to you, Coop?
Yep, for sure, Pat. And thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Man, like I like doing the videos and all that, the YouTube stuff. And, you know, that's kind of my goal, is to inspire the younger generation and new up and comers, and just especially like Canadians. Like, it'd be super cool to see some more Canadians try and get down there and do it. And there's Canadians trying to, obviously. I think last year, August, there was about six different Canadians. And I think in the next few years, we're going to see a couple more come down, hopefully. So, but yeah, man, I just like doing the videos, trying to inspire some of the youngsters to try and do it, and just kind of show them that it's possible.
What Canadian angler inspired you as a youngster?
all three of those boys, Gus, Justin, Corey. Seriously, man, like,
oh,
big time, big time. Like, I followed them before they even knew who I was, and
they're Canadian disciples, Canadian three wise men.
Yeah, now we're all gonna say John Bond to them.
John Bond,
cool, man. Pretty dude. Awesome.
Coopy, I mean, for real, bud, knocking it out. You know what's cool else about Coop? I know you noticed this, Ryan. His pop's with him the whole time. And there's nobody prouder than you, than your dad. Gus, you know how it is. You see that proudness Jim and Peggy have for you. And then, look at this.
Yeah, no, Coop's dad's at all the tournaments. And we all like him. I mean, he's a good, awesome dude. And I get along real good with him. If I see him, we always have a good chat, and he's definitely proud of him. And for anyone that hasn't seen Coop's videos, I made a chirpy comment earlier, but they're very similar to like Brandon Palahniuk's, like as far as like just good quality, and he does a good job with them. So if you like watching like tournament action as it sort of goes through the event, he does a good job of showing that. And goes through a lot of his decisions and his equipment, and they're as good as anybody else's, you know, videos on the Elite Series.
Thanks, Gus. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's cool having my dad with me, though, man. I mean, like he's upstairs right now. He's probably watching this right now. He's right into it. I mean, he watches more Bass Live, more videos than I even do now. He's right into it, and it's awesome having him on the road, man. Just
he's always things. Smiling too. I love that he's always smiling.
Who, Dad?
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
At least he smiles at me all the time. Maybe he's just laughing at me. I don't know.
No, he loves it though, man. He's he came to all mine last year, and I wasn't sure if he was gonna do all mine again this year. And I asked him about a month back. I'm like, "Are you gonna come to all mine again next year?" He's like, "Yeah." So. Me and Dad are rolling again next year. So,
heck yeah,
that's awesome.
Well, I'm fun having him around.
I'm gonna be hanging out with your pops. I'm gonna have him buy me lunch like every day
at the
events. Yeah, all 4 days.
Hey, you know what? I love, you know, when I got the opportunity to come over to the Elite Series, like it was amazing. And I consider myself lucky every day, but the one thing that I missed from the FLW days was my dad would, your immediate family would be allowed to practice with you. We had co-anglers. Yeah, yeah. You could have a co-angler with you or a family member. So my dad would come to, you know, 2, 3, 4 tournaments a year and practice with me. And so that, you know, I missed that sort of aspect of it. But yeah, that's awesome that he rolls with you, man. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it.
Yeah, 100%.
Your entourage.
It's a good time. We have a lot of fun, and he helps out big time. Just like I was saying earlier, just little things, man, like making me. It's like you and Shelbs, right? Like she does little things that, you know, when we get off the water, we don't want to have to worry about. And it's that makes a big difference at the end of the week. You know what I mean?
You need the help, too.
Then you got time to go borrow jackhammers from Gus.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Hey, I have to apologize to your YouTube viewers because I may have inadvertently missed the most magical moment you ever were involved in. And I'm going to remind you right now, Coop. You and I were bassing somewhere. Where were we throwing the swim jigs at, Coop?
I think that was Toho.
Toho. Okay. Yeah. And we get off the water and there's a nice couple in the parking lot, and they were beside themselves because their drone had gotten stuck in the tree. And of course, as you know, Coop's always pushing the P, and he's like, I got this. I'll do this. He's like, dude, I know exactly how they feel. This stuff happens to me. Da 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 da. Anyway, he gets the G Loomis flipping stick out. Freaking, see how I got the plug in for you guys? Did you notice how I did that?
Appreciate it.
My pleasure. It's on a Shimano reel, too, by the way. And see how I did that for you guys? Anyway, flips the jig up in the tree, knocks the drone down gracefully, runs and catches it, and hands it back to the couple.
I forgot about that.
Dude, I didn't even film it. I really screwed up, and I'm sorry, but that was an amazing moment in Cooper Gallant history, and it happened. It's in my mind.
That's legendary.
Yeah, it, like, Gus, that's a real deal.
he also got to take Hank Parker out on Lake O, right?
Oh wow.
Yep.
That's pretty.
You went fishing with Hank?
Badass too.
Yeah, we went it was funny how it all happened. I met him at a Mercury deal in Wisconsin, and we started just kicking it off there. This was probably 4 or 5 years ago. And Hank goes, "Oh, let me get your number. Maybe we'll go fishing one day." I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." Like, dude, you ain't gonna call me to go fishing.
There's he knew who you were. He knew you. He knew who he was getting to take him on Lake Ontario.
I get a call from him. Like, I don't know. I think it was like a year later or something, and he had left a message. And I was practicing for a tournament on the Bay of Quinte, body of water back here in Ontario. And like, I never check my phone when I'm fishing, never check my messages, but I decided to check it. And Hank left a message. He's like, "Oh, we're shooting a show in a couple days. If you want to come down and film with us." I called my tournament partner, Danny. I'm like, "Sorry, man, I'm not fishing this derb. I'm going to fish with Hank. I can't pass that up." But yeah, we went out for, I remember driving home, grabbed my passport, drove through the night, slept in the truck at his hotel, woke up and went fishing. And
wow,
man, it was cool. Super special day getting out on the water with him.
Hell yeah. Hank Parker. Wow. Yeah, Gus, he got some spots. Oh, Hank got some spots.
It was fun too. They're all spawning. They're just littered everywhere on the bank. It was unbelievable.
And he wind a Hank Parker spinnerbait at him at all?
I think he might have had a spinner. He had to have had a spinner.
He had to. On a pistol grip?
We're dropping off 80% of the time.
Was it on a pistol grip? I mean, he's still sporting the PG.
Paint the picture.
Come on. Is it Hank?
Was he throwing a pistol grip?
Yeah, I mean,
he always in the boat. But you know what he did hide, what I looked at? I'm like, no way. The drop shot hooks or weights he was using, it wasn't a tie-on. It wasn't the the one where you just
a spark punch
your line in it. There was a hole in the bottom of, like, the actual lead of the weight.
Oh, like an egg stinker, like a carp weight.
No, like a cylinder drop shot weight.
Okay.
It almost looked like he drilled a hole through the lead, and that's where he tied it onto.
That's legends do that.
He tackle, so he got him from somebody, and
Hank ain't no drop shotter.
No.
I mean, that's an opportunity though. Bassing with Hank Parker. I mean, come on, man. Gus, you know. Being a bass fisherman has brought you countless opportunities that you would not have had because of a crazy sport of bass fishing. But dig this, Coop, I got to ask you this. I mean, you being a single guy running a tour, is bassing getting you lucky at all with the ladies? You know what I mean? You ever getting lucky because of bassing? You know what I mean?
A little bit here and there. Nothing crazy.
Are these like bassing groupies or like are these just like is it like, okay, you're at the Stuckey's in South Carolina after you just got out of the Cracker Barrel and you're filling up with unleaded in the rig and you meet your girl. I mean, is it like that? I mean, or is it like
one story, Coop? Come on.
Yeah. Or is it like they're at the weigh-in and they're like, I'm a big
It's more like in between tournaments, you know.
DMs,
come, come derby time. I'm focused on catching green fish. I'm not really focused on anything else. It's more in between events when I'm on the road.
Oh, okay. So you're just running into randos.
Instagram.
Yeah. IG girls.
DMs.
Yeah. Sliding in the DMs.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of that here and there.
Okay. I kind of knew it, Gus. You know what I mean? I kind of suspected.
Yeah. You've been with them.
Yeah. With that, a Cooper Gallant. you know who gets lucky with the ladies all the time because of bass fishing? He is, I don't know if they're ready or on deck or anything like that, but, it's one of the co-hosts of Into the Great Wide Opens, and that's Brad Leitner. You guys know Brad, and of course, just lucky in life is Jamie Bruce. Andy, are these gentlemen happen to be on deck at all? Where are we at with these guys? Andy is in the stream.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, okay.
But Jamie's here. I'll get Brad.
If those guys can't be here on time or get their shit together, like Coop and I can take over anytime, you know.
Good. I like that about you, Gus, because you're a doer. You're a doer. Yeah. And you're willing to step to the plate at any time. And I like that about you. I like that about you. You know what? You know
who else? I should have just came to your house and stole your Wi-Fi tonight.
Yeah, you should have been right over there as a community platter. Ladies and gentlemen, it is host of the Get the Net podcast, co-host of Into the Great Wide Opens, amazing bass angler, YouTube star, the one and only Jamie Bruce. He knows Gussie.
What's up, boys? Yeah, I heard Gussie trying to cut my grass while I was sitting here queued up. Now he wants to steal my damn Wi-Fi.
Hey, Brucey, how's the sale of the Schmeltonator jigs in 23? And ladies and gentlemen, right from the bathroom in an undisclosed location, it's one and only Brad Leitner, also co-host of Into the Great Wide Opens and Bassmaster Opens Angler. Hi, Brad.
What's up, boys?
Hey, this is getting very Brady Bunch. I love it. Jamie, he's here.
I'm on Fighter's phone because my phone's messed up. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We all can believe it.
What are you sipping on? Gin and juice? You laid back, got your mind on your money and your money on your mind?
Yeah, a little gin and juice for sure.
Okay. Well, we're glad you're here. And we were just talking about guys that get lucky, and you certainly are lucky, Brad Leitner. And I mean, in most aspects. And of course, Jamie Bruce, he's exceptionally lucky. And together, I'm thinking that you guys might have a very lucky 24. What are you guys doing in 24? What are you doing in 24, Jamie?
Oh, taking a back seat. Having my wife's due next month. So that's happening. That's big.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we've been at her for 7 years and pretty much every nickel we've had and lots of emotion. So that's a big year. So I'm glad I got a chance to take a swing at the Opens this year.
You did a great job, Jamie, for real. I mean, come on, Gus, look at what your butt. I mean, I know close, but no cigar, but still kick ass year for real, Jamie.
Yeah, oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm actually
for sure.
I'm a little bit relieved it didn't happen just because of everything going on. But because of the Bass Nations, like I talked to GL and Hank that run the Nations, and, you know, I've still got a little carrot to chase next year other than the clock. I'm going to do the three Opens, but I'm going down to Alabama at the beginning of February. And, you know, there's still an outside chance of qualifying for the Elites in the Classic through the Nations, and we always looked at it and said, well, that's impossible. Well, I don't know if you've seen the Opens lately, but it's damn near impossible there too.
I think the odds might be better.
Really? In the Nations?
I mean,
you were talking about slim. That.
Yeah. Yeah. I fished the Nation as well. I'll be at the Nationals next year. Qualified through my state last year, the first year they did this. But yeah, it's like if you fish the club level, you had two chances to be at the national championship. You make a top 20 at a divisional, or you fish your state and however they qualify you there. But yeah, it's like it's the cheapest way ever to try to do that.
Interesting.
I mean, it's yeah, it's
the
crazy.
Economical approach to the Elite Series, Gussie.
Hey, yeah, somebody gets in through that every year. I know Maddie Wong did it.
Absolutely.
Kalanick.
Alanuck did it. Bill Davis did it. He just won it again this year.
Twice in a row.
Jamie Hartman.
A beast.
Yeah. Legit guys through that way as well.
Kershaw.
Yes, sir. Mr. Brian Kershaw.
Yeah, there's been a lot of them. And I mean, three spots for the Classic through there, too.
Pretty amazing odds.
Yeah.
Kershaw's the original fish whistler, Pat. Did you know that?
Kershaw was?
The original fish whistler.
100%, I knew.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
I think
yeah.
We have one of the whistles comes out.
Yeah. We have one
better whistle, Andy.
I don't know where it is. Where's the whistle?
Why, Jamie? Why? Why south? Because I know there's a northern one in La Crosse, and then
that's just the only. I got to watch all my buddies getting ready for tournaments. It's going to be a crazy year already with the kid coming. So
yeah,
that was the one. So yeah, I'm in the. Like the Alabama, Virginia, Florida national qualifier. So I'll probably be the only Canadian there.
Hey, but. Popcorn, he also loves beating the Southern guys' asses as well.
Oh, He's, the Yankee likes
you know, no, unknown, unknown fact.
Ah.
That's something. Yeah.
Hey, Brad, what are you doing, bud? Besides sitting in the bathroom on Fighter's phone.
I'm in the kitchen, Pat. We're in this nice rental property somewhere in the lower 48.
Yeah, you're in an undisclosed location, and we'll get to more of that later.
Yeah.
But are you pre-fishing already?
No, we're still trying to kill things.
It's over, bud.
I'm sorry. I lost it. Brad, I got to tell you, you look really good in the bathroom. For those on the podcast tomorrow.
I mean, it's the kitchen, Pat.
Oh, I thought you were sitting on a throne.
No.
Is Spider monitoring what's happening right now?
He's sitting in the room next door, like through the doorway, kind of smirking a little. Yeah, he's monitoring it.
Doing the fighter grimace. Hey, hey, Choder, I got to ask you, dude, what's going on? What are your big plans for 24? I mean, Jamie's doing three of the Opens. He's going to fish in the Nationals. And what are you doing?
I'm doing all nine again. Hopefully have a better season. They're actually going two in the state of, well, real close to the state of Minnesota this year, which I don't know if the Opens have ever been near Minnesota. So looking forward to that. I'm actually doing a classic bass series or whatever Scott Bonner's trail is in Minnesota also. So, and Sturgeon Bay Open.
Why are you laughing, Jamie? Why are you laughing?
He knows the name of it.
Did you say Sturgeon Bay Open? Is that the last thing you said?
Just bring one ice cream head.
Oh God, those guys are bringing in greenheads to show you. Oh boy.
Oh, hold on. Wait for the cat. Wait, we're gonna bring in the Minnesota right, Savages. Don't premature Savage.
I know. I hear you.
So Brad, I mean, you're gonna hit it hard this year.
But very hard. Yeah.
I gotta ask you a serious question. I mean, this is real as can be. Jamie said he was kind of glad that he did not qualify for a specific reason. And we've heard on this show for years, Ryan, and we repeat it forever. Jerry McKinnis told us everything happens for a reason in life and bass fishing. I mean, very simple but profound logic. So with that being said, Brad, every time that I go into my room in the fighter's basement, it says
your room, Bob?
That's my room. In the fighter's basement, it says 2024 Bassmaster Elites. And I'm being serious now. I'm being serious. That's your room in the fighter's basement.
Brad, you got to shut your buddies up over there.
Yeah, you guys got to be quiet.
Well, I don't want to stifle any creativity. This is America, free speech. I thank you, though. I appreciate it. But seriously, man. Is that gonna say 25? Is it gonna say 25, dude? Are you putting a 5 on the 4?
Hopefully, at this point, I'm just looking forward to having a better season and being competitive. You know,
No. Are you gonna put the 5 on the 4?
I'm gonna put the 5 on the 4.
He's gonna put the 5 on the 4. Dang it! You hear me, Jamie? You hear me, Gus? You hear me, Coop? He's putting 5 on the 4.
The answer we were looking for was yes.
Yes. So
yeah.
Every time I go in my room now, in the fighter's basement, it says 2025.
Nice.
Bassmaster Elite Series angler. I'm going to think about you, and I'm also going to put my own sheets on the bed.
That's a good plan.
Unless Dayton hasn't. It depends on how long it's been since you've been there.
Yeah, so, that's true.
But, Brad, you're a force to be reckoned with, dude. You are a skilled angler. I mean, as silly as that sounds, every single angler in Minnesota that has qualified for the Elite Series already has learned something from you, whether they're going to admit it or not. And a lot of times it might be a tough pill to swallow that you haven't made it to that caliber yet. Is there something like just burning to get? Is it burning in you, bud?
Yeah, I feel. I mean, I'm no spring chicken. I mean, I'm 45, and I always thought about making it there. And actually, last year was the first real go around with it, and got to fish all nine, and kind of learned a lot as you do traveling. I mean, it's so different, and yeah, I mean, it's burning stronger now than it ever has, and it's actual, you know, financially, I can do it now, and there's, you know, just open the door.
It's a big difference.
I hear the same thing from guys that do all nine for the first time. They all say, I learned a lot. Now, obviously, you learn a lot in most tournaments, but like, what's the thing that's different when you're doing nine tournaments traveling across the country that you're learning that you didn't learn before?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me, what I learned, I was traveling down south trying to match the hatch per se, like trying to catch them the ways they catch them down there, you know? And what I learned is absolutely, I have to catch them my way. You know, if I don't catch them my way, I mean, I roomed with Brucey all year. He had an excellent year. He caught him everywhere we went. And, you know, I can't catch him like Brucey does. I got to go catch him my way.
Right. So ignore the doc talk.
Ignore the doc talk. And I was trying to learn a lot when I was on the road. And that's not a time to learn either. You know, it's like you got to do what's good for you. So I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to focus on my strengths and make that work.
Okay. I like it. I like it. Jamie Ooh. Bruce, over under on Brad Leitner making 25 elites.
2025. Where are they going? Brad said they're going close to Minnesota, when in fact they're actually entering Minnesota.
Now, he doesn't know what planet he's on right now.
Leech Lake.
Yeah.
He'll figure
it out. I don't even know where he is.
Yeah, I think he's got a good chance.
I do.
He's been to lacrosse lots. He's got a really good chance at the Classic, which is crazy because your chances are just as good, almost just as good at the Classic as they are at the Elites, right? 9 and 9.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Like there's a couple jackpotters that skew that, you know, a little bit, sure. As we've experienced, but, yeah, I mean, I really like his chances for the Classic. And if he gets some momentum rolling and, you know, gets to fish his way, he'll be styling.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a big sports book guy, so I don't know.
It just seems, I mean, here's the deal. The whole deal is just to motivate Brad Leitner.
I do.
You know what I mean, Coop? You know what I mean, Gus? Our thing here is to motivate our bud to make the Elites here.
You got it, Brad.
Yeah. You got this.
Bradley.
You got this.
You're going to grab him.
Here's the last bit of buildup for Brad, and then we're going to get on to some shenanigans.
Bradley, what is going to be the bait of the year for you in 2024?
Ooh, I like it, Gus.
I'm getting pretty good with your minnow, Gus. So I'm hoping something to do with the minnow.
Well, I thought that's your way now.
That's your program. I've just been working it hard, you know, trying to get the whole forward facing thing down hard. And I would say a drop shot, shaky head, or a minnow, something in that category.
Moping up, licking him.
All right.
Okay. Okay. He's finesse, Brad. I gotta tell you guys, Jamie Bruce and Brad Leitner, thank you for covering my ass. Including the Ginger Ninja. Well, I was up to some extra shenanigans in the year 2023. As you can see, it's kind of for a reason. I traveled a bit and left home and things kind of pay off, but I want to thank you guys for doing an amazing job on the Into the Great Wide Open show. I mean, for real, dude, it's a cool show. Good job on that, guy. Amazing job. Now get this, you get them year-end stats in, and I don't want you guys to get all big-headed in anything here, Jamie Bruce and Brad Leitner, but get this, Gus, get this, Coop, get this. The third most viewed, or I'm sorry, listened to, show on the Straight Cast pod platform of 2023 was Into the Great Wide Opens. Your first episode with Benny Milliken was the third most listened to Straycast episode of 2023. So give it up for Into the Great Wide Open. Heck yeah. Where's Andy?
Where's that one?
Ben Milliken.
Yeah. he's bringing a million people to BASS.
Gus. I know.
But good job on that.
I'm scared.
Yeah. The number one episode was the Set Fighter episode, actually. Yeah. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
No surprise there.
Yeah, not exactly. Hey, so speaking of Into the Great Wide Opens, what's going on? What are you boys doing in 24 with this deal, Jamie and Brad?
We're gonna keep at, like, I'm not doing all nine, so I get to be on the outside of it a little bit. Like,
okay,
last year was crazy trying to like run back stats, work a couple jobs, and travel 25 hours to every tournament. So,
and do two podcasts and be a husband and all that stuff.
Yeah, all that shit. but you know, I'm looking for, I love talking about bass fishing, and on my podcast, I can't exclusively talk about bass fishing. So the opens are sweet. There's no other dedicated podcast to just looking at the opens. I love watching the AAA. I love watching, you know, folks come through the ranks. So we're going to cover all nine again after every tournament.
Hell yeah.
Brad's going to be at the ground level, getting all the juicy gossip, and I'll be looking at the numbers and talking to my buddies. And like I said, three of them will be fishing too. So
with an unbiased opinion on a lot of them, I mean, straight out, no holds bar, cage match kind of stuff from Jamie Bruce.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not shy, as you know, by now. But I do like hearing, there's a lot of, you know, people from a lot of different walks of life that don't really get the spotlight on them. And I love hearing everyone's backgrounds. And, you know, there's a lot of dynamics going on there that not a lot of people get an inside look at unless they end up on the front page of Bassmaster. But there's a lot, you know, a lot of people that are needing a talking to. So looking forward to that.
100%. And you guys have brought to the public light the personalities of a lot of the opens anglers. And thank you for that. Thank you for doing that, guys. Brad, how do you like being a talk show host, Brad? Jamie's been at it. How do you like being a talk show host?
I enjoy it. Like, I have a good time with it. I think it's a lot of fun. And it's crazy how you have people come up to you that recognize you from a podcast that, you know, like, especially when you're not catching anything and people still come up and talk to you. It's like, awesome.
They're like, aren't you the guy that was on Magnum PI?
From somewhere.
Didn't I see you on Saved by the Bell? I don't even know what I'm saying right now. I don't know. Hey, I want to play a game. You guys want to play a game?
Play a game.
Jen, you there? Andy, can we get... Can we get some? Is that my phone?
Nope.
Doing that?
I don't think so.
One of my phones? Sorry, yeah, I got three phones, one for conversations, one for relations, and one for business, if you know what I mean. But hey, Andy, let's get
one for podcasting.
Getting one for podcasting. Let's, Andy, do you have any game show music in the wings? Ah, yes. Guys, clickbait title. You guys want to play that? You guys know what clickbait is? Gus, you know what clickbait is? Okay, and Coop, you're a YouTuber. You know clickbait, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and Jamie, you have your share of tubing. You know some clickbaiting, right?
I love clickbaiting.
Yeah, and Brad, you are a clickbaiter. I don't know what that means.
Brad, but clicks on all of them. Yeah,
if he clickbaits too much, you'll go blind. That's all I know. So be careful with the clickbaiting. Too much of it will make you blind. Okay. That being said, we are going to let Andy, do you want to play this or you want to be a judge? Andy, where's Andy?
No, I'm not going to play.
You're going to be the unbiased judge, okay? And I need you to be really unbiased about this. And we're all going to pick a clickbait. Who wants to go first to pick a clickbait title?
I'll go.
Ryan, you're raising your hand. Ryan's waving.
I'm raising my hand.
Ryan Whitaker, give us your first clickbait title.
I think this would be successful. Randy Blockett embraces forward-facing sonar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Would that get clicks?
Well, I think it would. Embraces? Jamie, would that get clicks? You're friends with Randy. Would that get clicks, Jamie?
No, it's getting played out. You got to get a little more creative, I think.
Yeah.
It's going to need more.
At the same interview with them. Like, okay. Who cares?
Yeah.
How about if he embraced it? That would be a full 180.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to do it a little more pizzazzy. A little more pizzazzy.
You're on the right track for sure.
Yeah. What about you, Jamie? Can you think of a good clickbait?
Are we just staying on the Randy theme?
No, not at all.
I wanted to get that out
for
of the way
Gussie's
so
sakes.
That it didn't come back.
For Gus sakes.
Yeah.
New thing I made up. New slogan.
Oh, I went fishing with Gussie the other day, and I actually had the GoPro on. I didn't do any YouTubing about it.
Give me a clickbait for that one. Give me a clickbait for that. Yeah.
Could have been like Bassmaster Classic Champion kicks my ass on thin ice or something. Like, that's what it would be.
Oh, okay.
So it was a fight. So you guys got in a fight,
and there was blood because of the Bassmaster.
Oh, there would be question. He would have his bloody photo, but as soon as they'd click, they'd be let down like all clickbait. So it would
just be kick my ass and so okay. So Andy, are you keeping track? You got both of those answers so far?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, Coop.
I'm still thinking.
Okay, we'll pass you. Brad, you better have something good. Give me a clickbait.
I have nothing, Pat. I'm not a YouTuber. That's a YouTuber deal.
No, it's not. You're an Instagram star. I saw your page. Brad. All right, let me give you a scenario. I'm going to make this easy for you, please. All right.
Come on, Bradley.
Yeah, seriously. I'm so disappointed. Okay, here's the scenario. You are flipping milfoil. Or no, you're flipping hydrilla in Florida and an alligator is close to the boat in the camera. Give me a clickbait for that.
How in the heck would I ever do that, Pat?
Flip hydrilla in Florida and have an alligator close to the boat? That happens.
Alligator eats jig. It's not hard.
Yeah. Jamie, that's your co-host.
Be cute.
Jamie, yeah, he's your Jesus
Christ. I'm just proud of him for having his phone sideways on
Unreal.
This
one. Unreal. Yeah. He's
it's Spider's phone. It's not even his.
Yeah. Guys, unreal. Okay, Coop, do you need help like I help little Bradley over there? You need help?
Alligator.
Oh, no. We're giving you a new scenario.
We're out of new scenario.
Things that long?
Man.
Okay, you want a new scenario?
Alligator, yeah. Give me a scenario.
Marlin jumps in boat.
Yeah.
Marlin jumps in bass. Sure. Oh, well, yeah. You just did it right there. That's Marlin. Marlin jumps in boat.
And
stabs dad.
My heart.
Yeah. Marlin jumps
in. I think I have one now.
Okay, go ahead. Shoulder. Yeah, please play.
Alligator eats Milliken's priceless glide bait.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's going to get you clicks.
Viral.
100%. Viral. Then he gets clicks. He does. That's for
my
sure.
Most watched video is from the opens is called Milliken Stole My Hole. it's on Toledo Bend, and I was yelling at him like in the boat, but we're just
perfect. He's got to pay the troll toll to get into Jamie's hole. You know what I mean?
That's a good one.
Yeah. hey, I got one. Want to hear it?
Go.
You ready? Boyd Duckett eats monkey brain off forward-facing sonar transducer.
Yeah, that's a good one, Pat.
Thank you. Would it get clicks, Gus?
I'd click on that.
I'd click on that. That's way too. Click right on that.
Just thinking about what the thumbnail would look
all like. You YouTubers, rewind that tape, because that's gold. Solid gold. Right there. All right, Ginge, can you get calculating music and give... who won, Gingy?
Who won? I didn't get to go yet.
Oh, you did?
I thought Gus. No, he was just helping them.
Oh, I'm so confused, yeah. Gus. I'm sorry. Yeah, Gus, my God, I just got stifled the Bassmaster Classic champion on a national talk show. What is wrong with me?
He's on it.
Punish me, Bass Galaxy. Sorry, Gus. Please go.
I have a few, but how about Bassmaster goes to every fish counts in 2024?
Bingo.
Oh God.
Good. That'll eat.
Oh my God. That's the eater. That's the eater right there. Andy, I'm giving it to the Bassmaster Classic champion, Jeff Gustafson. And that's why he's a champion. That's why he's a champion.
We'll see you next week when you got to make some thumbnails. Just call me up, bud. I'll throw some ideas your way.
It's called Clickbait by Jeff. It's a new online site. Go to www.clickbaitbyjeff.com.
True story. I walked into Gussie's garage the other day and he was watching Jacob Feltz on YouTube. He's like, I don't even know why I'm watching. The thumbnail just said I'm embarrassed, so I clicked on it.
That's what I said when I watched it. Why am I watching?
Not me, yeah.
Gussie's a clickbait victim.
You did it. You clicked the bait, didn't you? You clicked it. Hey, I don't know. Hey, Brad, you got some of them killers with you?
Oh my God. I think they fell asleep, Pat.
No way. Well, I mean,
they're here. They're
all
here.
Right. Well, Andy, do you got any mysterious, dangerous music? I think we need mysterious, dangerous music, Andy.
Demolition Man?
Yeah, I don't know what you got. Anything. Oh, yeah, I like
there
it.
There you go.
I like it. It's funky. It's good. Ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you, for the first time ever,
whoa,
it's the Minnesota Savages.
Got our chains on.
It's a nice haul.
Oh, my. I mean, green heads flying. For those listening on the podcast tomorrow, there's green heads slapping the table.
You better move that.
Green head. Move on over, Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, the Minnesota Savages are the one and only Brad Leitner. It's the Craw Man. It's Kyle the Killer. And the one and only El Dirte Fider. Welcome to the show, boys. Yes.
Yep.
How are you doing?
Just getting dinner ready.
Yeah. Kyle the Killer, I am stoked to have you on the show, as well as you, Craw Man. I am big fans of you.
Here, Pat.
What's that?
Stoked to be here.
Yeah, dude, I'm big fans of you guys. Now, Kyle, you and I have hung plenty, but I've only hung with Craw Man on the phone, and I know he is a B.A. Baracus. Do you know what that means? He is a badass. And
oh, for sure.
And El Dirte, can you move over a little bit? You look like a little boy in the Christmas picture. Ladies and gentlemen, there he is.
The bathroom.
Yeah, it's that fine. Yeah, you guys all crowded into Choder's bathroom. I love it. I love it. But you guys are the Minnesota Savages, and you're in an undisclosed location.
That's right, Pat. Running in a location, picking out some green.
Yeah, picking out some green heads. Now, hey, what do you think of this, Gus? What do you think? What's going on here?
Are they drinking beer out of Dayton's wine glasses right now?
I bet it's highlights.
First thing I'm seeing.
Campaign of beers.
For a beautiful girl.
Yeah. Is that what you guys are into? The brewskis?
Yeah, a couple cocktails.
Oh, okay. I'm just asking. That's okay. That's okay.
Hey, Snyder, any Marlboros today?
Couple.
A few darts. Yeah.
That is Seth Fighter's left hand that you see right there. and from left to right on your screen, that's the Craw Man. Kyle the Killer is next, and then Brad Leitner, but he goes by Choder in the when he's with the Minnesota Savages. That's his savage name. Hey, Coop, you ever seen such a notorious bunch?
Looks like they're having a good time.
They are. And you know why they always kill things? Do you know why they always kill things?
Why?
Like every time they pull the trigger, something's snapping. It's just like Chicago. Jamie, you know why they're always, you know why they're so good, Jamie?
Why is that?
Because they all have Pedro Fighter Lucky Magic Pocket Rocks.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me I'm kidding. Life changes. And get this. Here's your chance. El Derde, I don't know if you know this, but yeah, Pedro Fighter, you know that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's giving away two Lucky Rocks tonight. In case somebody's just tuning in, your dad texted me. And he said, Pat, not one, but two Lucky Rocks. Like and share the live Facebook feed. We got
rock collecting has gotten really popular.
Well, these Pedro goes in a porthole. Crawman knows about the porthole.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell about you, Crawman. I could tell. Now you got a real good radio voice, Crawman.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, you gotta be able to call the craw.
Yeah. So hey Brad, like I know on Into the Great Wide Opens, Jamie just told us that you guys he's gonna be with you, pounding out all nine coverage for all nine. And but in the meantime, I know that you're stepping up the frequency, and Into the Great Wide Opens will be available on a regular. What are you talking, twice a month now, right?
Yeah, we'd like to do twice a month and probably like 10 hunting shows.
Jussie's laughing at you. That's what's awesome about this. If no one sees this on the podcast. No,
let's start over, Bradley.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is great.
You would like to do twice a month, or you're supposed to do twice a month?
No, we're going to do twice a month.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for clarifying. Yeah. We've already talked about all this, Gus. He's just an excellent communicator because he's a podcast co-host.
Well, Jussie has different contracts than most after winning the classics. I mean, we're not up
to that. Has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Nothing to do. Did you see what how he tried to chirp you and it didn't even make sense? But listen to me. The reason I say this, Crawman. The reason I say this, Kyle the Killer, is because Brad is going to be doing some hunting shows too. On get it Into the Great Wide Opens. It's not just bass in the opens,
right? Not just on the water. That's right, Pat. we're going to be getting after it on a little bit of that cross stuff, and we'll give you insight on some insight on the craw land.
I like it.
Can't talk too much about it. When these boys take off and go out on the series, it's time to get after them craw this winter. So yeah, like you'll have to stay tuned.
I like it. You're a craw smuggler. I like it.
That's right, buddy. Love me.
Hey, so Kyle and craw man, you know, Fighter and I hang out quite a bit, and one thing that he doesn't have many rules, but he's got one rule, and he doesn't let me play with guns because I talk with my hands. Yeah, I talk with my hands a lot.
We actually just talked about this.
We heard about your story, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's full of. I need to tell you the real story.
We're not 100% sure why, but we've heard talk of this.
Yeah, we heard you. There was this cat that wanted to play with guns, but we didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I just talk with my hands a lot, and if I got a gun in my hand, it can get dangerous. But I found my perfect resting place, boys, and it's what I do is I shoot varmints out my back window. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. And you got to take that out here and there.
Yeah. No possums, no squirrels, nothing safe. I live in an area where there's lots of gunshots anyway.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, nobody, it doesn't even matter.
You got rats here?
No.
I used to shoot rats in the city all the time.
Yeah, but great. They're actually just a large community of possums.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Those are big rats.
Yeah, they really are. But anyway, that's what I'm good at, guys. And I'm going to tell you, man, I'm a dang good shot straight from the iron sights, straight from the iron sights. And no matter what Matt Robertson and Seth Fighter tell you, I was not shooting the gun at the trailer. It was a wood pile. It was a damn wood pile.
Yeah. No, dude, that's not what we heard, brother. We heard you were lighting your neighbor up solid.
No.
Solid, baby. We lit him up. We heard it bounced around.
Those pinging sounds off of the tin were not bullets. Gosh.
Seth just said that he heard a tree make a big ting noise.
Yeah. He heard metal rattle.
There was something metal in the wood pile, like a coffee can. Something. But anyway, I'm looking forward to
that. I'll let you smoke a squirrel out of the tree.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We'll tie them up for you.
Yeah. I even shoot them pigeons. I don't care. I don't care, Crawman.
Yeah, we'll get you on some craw. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, now here's what I'm going to recommend to you, Brad and Jamie. That in the radio business, you have what's called ins and outs and hot buttons. Okay. And that's like to add pizzazz. You know what I mean? And especially happened in old time zoo radio. So I am going to recommend to you guys that you fully use the Crawman's voice on a bunch of bumpers. A bunch of bumpers.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. Like say, hey, we're going into the great wide opens. I'll be right back. You know what I mean? Like all kinds of stuff like that. Like you gotta just use that golden Crawman voice. Okay. Promise me that, Jamie and Brad. Will you promise me that?
I'm all in.
Yeah. This is the first time I ever witnessed these characters together on the screen. And I'm going to tell you, you boys look like you're not scared of a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I've never seen y'all.
They're not getting their damage deposit back.
Yeah, they are not. Gus, they're not getting it back.
We're going to leave this place in shambles, man.
Kyle definitely posts the most big pike ice fishing of anyone south of the Canadian border. He's a beast.
And he just catches them on bass and tackle, like 7 foot medium heavy, bud. 7'3" medium heavy. That's it.
Yeah, I don't get huge into the pike, but there's a little window where I like to go after him for sure.
Take Fighter one time because he's always showing me the pictures and like talking about it like he really wants to go. So
yeah, well
he does. Seth also likes to guide. So set Seth up with a lot of guide trips this year, Kyle.
Walleyes?
Yeah. I can do that for sure.
He needs that in 24.
My favorite thing to do.
No. Well, did we lose Ryan?
Yeah. This phone died. It's all
good. Is it not plugged in?
Lost connection.
Oh,
it's
no.
All good. I get it.
All right, guys, so tell us what you're doing out there. Like, okay, I know it's a duck hunting trip. How many days you out there? What's going on?
Well, so yeah, we're out there and we're tearing it up on one of these local rivers up here, and pretty much all the birds have pushed out for the year. And fuck, we were just bored, man.
So. No, that's all. How many days you hunting for?
We'll be out here for 4 days.
Nice.
So yeah, so that's about 20 birds a day. So we'll take home a good amount of birds, you know. And we got a little local Hmong guy that he feeds them up good. So we'll bang them good. We'll bang them good here. Make sure the Hmong market stays healthy, brother.
That is amazing.
That's the big game plan here.
So how many boss shells are you guys gonna spend by the end of the week?
There'll be definitely some shots being fired.
Oh yeah. Sure. Oh yeah, dude. We rain. We don't, there ain't no playing, you know. When the shells are free, we rain them, you know? So when you're spending $75, yeah, your old lady kind of creeps up your ass a little bit on it. But when you're free, yeah, you get after it.
You're so. Just blasting boss shells.
Yeah, you're just laying out there, man.
Blasting them, craw, man.
Yeah. The green, though, man. We're after the green. We don't try to shoot them Susies, you know? We let them shoot them fly. Yeah, you don't want to shoot Sue, boo. Yeah, and you will blow your ass out of here if you shoot any Susies.
Then you're done.
Yeah, no. You're done. You might pimp a golden eye or something like that. Or old Kyle here, he's got the lucky horseshoe. He shot a pintail today. So yeah, it's good.
Dude, I like learning lingo I don't know about, like Susies, pintails, and all this kind of stuff. I played pin the tail on the Susie plenty of times. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's a cool thing. It's early in the night too. So
yeah.
No, we're after the greenheads, man. No, it'll be a solid great. Day.
You guys would hate hunting with Brucey and I because we just shoot everyone that flew
all
over
the brown.
Oh, yeah. No, we've gone through that.
That's all right.
We had
Yanzers.
The other day like that. I'd blow their water, you know, just one gets you going. So it's all right. You know, you got to crack the stack once in a while, but we're good.
Yeah,
today was our first day hunting.
Yeah, we were just.
It took a pretty good little boat ride to kind of figure out what's going on. It's a spot we've hunted before, and it was pretty decent today. And then we met a crazy local after Seth got the duck boat way stuck.
And way stuck, man. I mean, buried.
Was he going evil like Knievel? Just flooring it? Hammer down, hammer lane?
We don't know. I would assume so after getting to the scene of the crime.
Yeah, the crime scene was pretty notorious. So, yeah.
Oh.
since
yeah, about a 5 foot hole behind.
But anyway,
the boat,
we met a super cool dude, and he's actually going to let us access the river through his place tomorrow. So that's super sweet.
Yeah,
because he recognized the prom man.
Bunch of cougars running around there, and no, not older women. So,
oh
yeah,
can you?
Anyway, yeah, no, we're gonna get after him solid. There's a good.
No, it should be a good couple days, hopefully.
So can you blast cougars too?
It wasn't very windy at all, so the birds weren't working very well. But
no,
tomorrow should be better.
The first of the year, and it's pretty beautiful out.
Can you guys blast cougars?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Can you bang cougars or no?
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
I will be partaking in zero cougar activity on all ends.
I just had to ask. But no, for real, is it, can you cougar hunt ever?
No.
Well, people do, but we're not.
No, we're not.
You know what they call cougars? Ribeye of the sky.
Grain pot.
Yeah. Oh, I had some hunting term mixed up. I'm a hunter. I'm an urban hunter. I hunt out my window.
Yeah.
Do you throw bird seed out, Pat? That's what I really want to know.
I don't know if I can talk about baiting or not on the air.
I was just curious how big you were getting into it.
Let's just say I got a killing pallet.
Do you?
Yeah. You'd like it, Crum, man. I got me a killing pallet.
Yeah. Well, see about that.
Hey, I look forward to the end of the Great Wide Opens in 2024 in the new edition. Besides Bass Opens tournament coverage, but a little bit of hunting action as well. I like it.
That's right. We'll give you something different throughout the season. It never stops, man. So we're wheeling all 12 months. Doesn't matter what it is. We're killing it. So killing it all year. Stop a little bit to catch a few of those bass, but otherwise I'm crawl.
Just going. Looking forward to it. Hey, Gus, what's new for Gussie in 24? What's new? What do you got going? What's cooking?
Probably the biggest news for me, I'm going to have a little bit different look on my rig this year. Northland Fishing Tackle, Minnesota company is going to
grab
my boat. So, pretty cool. Obviously like still, carrying on with G Loomis and Shimano, they've been awesome supporters, but yeah, got a good opportunity and, I'm excited about it. We're going to have a bunch of, Northland has kind of taken over, manufacturing the Smeltonator a little bit, and the whole team kind of getting it out there. And
plus, you're saying it wrong. It's Smeltonator.
All right, I appreciate that.
Smeltonator.
Yeah, so that's the big news for me. But I'm we've been off it for a little bit. I went over to Australia last month and fished some Barramundi tournaments again.
Awesome.
But I'm ready to, about a month out from getting back on the road and starting to get cranked up and work on the tackle a little bit and get ready to go again.
Awesome. And look for the Northland rig this year on the Elite Series. Pretty cool. Coop, what's the big news for you in 24?
Yeah, man, I'm going to have a little bit different looking of a wrap too next year. It's going to be, looking like a Dakota Lithium battery. So I'm going to have red and blue wrap going into next year, and still gonna do the video stuff and all that stuff. As far as everything else though, not much is changing. Rolling with the same sponsors I had last year into next year. So
good, man.
No big change.
That's a good sign. That's a great sign. And Jamie Bruce, besides the opens, the three, the nationals. And of course, the end of the Great Wide Opens. What's new on Jamie Bruce's Get the Net podcast in 24? You got anything cooked up, buddy?
Oh, we just kind of winger. See what's happening in the industry. see what's happening around. But
yeah, you're a free baller, aren't you? I can tell.
Yeah. I don't like talking to the same old folks. We got Gussie's a repeat guest, so I'm sure he'll be over for a few cocktails at some point, but. No, I picked up a couple new sponsors. Just crazy how Bassmaster works. Like, I've been on the lube tube and podcasts and social media forever, and it doesn't really matter, like, how well you do around here. But just 1 year on the road, got got plenty of new sponsors. One's a four-wheel camper, so I'm going to be going on some vision quests out of my truck camper next year. And oh yeah, she's going to be good.
Crawman, he's got a truck camper.
Yeah, that rocks, brother.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yep. Boom. Yeah. So
you guys need that for Into the Great Wide Opens on the hunting section. Get the guy's number from Jamie.
Yeah, got to get the boys up for the Surf and Turf Derby. Every fall I have you get two walleye and three grouse that you bring in. You weigh them in whole in the garage. And she's
Kyle's beating everybody's ass, I'll tell you right now. Oh, Kyle the killer.
I keep hearing about all these grouse up at Gussie's. One of these years, hopefully, Seth will drag me up there.
Yeah, we'll slide to the invite for the Surf and Turf this year. But no, other than that, just giving her and trying to bring a little bit different to the whatever fish and lube tube side, other than the same old. And that'll be it. Whatever, ice fishing, walleyes, whatever else is going on. But that's her for me, boss.
Yeah,
Jamie, are you going to get down to Austin for the Kill Tony?
I am picking up that camper in Dallas, and I had planned on sliding over to fish around there a little bit and go to Kill Tony, but it's not going to work out. I was laying out my plans for the boss, and she wasn't having it, so Kill Tony's going to have to wait.
I'm a huge fan of that show too. I heard you talking about it on the open show. And
I haven't.
Did you watch on Monday?
To weasel that. Oh,
did you see that there was a swim bait maker on there?
Yeah, I did. He got lit up pretty good for it.
Real bad. Yeah, for you guys, if you don't watch Kill Tony, watch Kill Tony. It's the best.
Yeah, I got Gusty on to her the other day. We were coming back from a fishing show, and we were having lots of laughs.
Yeah, so it's one of my top picks now too, for sure.
Awesome. I have not listened to it, but
he's gonna start watching it.
I have so to. Good. Hey, y'all, where's Minnesota Savages? Where's Fighter?
I'm like, it's a lot on the screen. I'm right in this little corner here.
You see him, Gus? There he is.
Yeah, I want to. Yeah, cut one of the other guys off for a minute here.
The best galaxy would be a
shorter show. We gotta leave him in there. I'm no, here. Yeah, it's
the best galaxy would be mad if we didn't talk to Seth for a minute. And Seth, we got to ask you the same thing. I know you got some cool stuff going on in 24, and one of them I know I was pretty excited about because I usually drink all the coffee at your house, but you got a new little coffee sponsor, don't you?
Yeah, Wired to Fish Coffee.
Nice.
We supply in the house with that all year.
I like it. And it says Wired already. So, you
good
know,
name.
It's
good name.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. It's good coffee.
Yeah.
Wired to Fish. It's a natural progression, either for diet pills or for coffee. And I think they made a good choice with coffee.
Sure.
Or epinephrine. Or the things that they make in rural Missouri. Better that they don't
bathtubs.
Have. Yes, in bathtubs on that show. But it's better than Seth. What else is going on in 24? What are you doing? How you feeling? Are you stoked? Are you ready to fight?
Yeah, I'm excited.
You ready to go bass fishing, dude?
Get some hot.
Yeah, you're ready. I mean, Choder, do you think he seems hungry?
Absolutely. I think he's gonna have a great year this year. I almost organized all my tackle without having to call Pete. Nice.
You mean you're a big boy now and you wear pull-ups. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
You hear that, Gussie? Little Seth growing up.
Like even like clean the baits off the floor in your boat? Like
well, that's all done, but everything just gets thrown in basically a giant pile at the end of the year. In totes and bags and scattered about. And it's like my least favorite thing to do is like go back through all of it and sort it. But got it almost done.
Do you give all your rusty hooks to Maddie?
I got a big pile of giveaway stuff. I probably got like two big totes I'm giving away. Yeah,
Maddie will take all of it for
sure. He don't care.
Yeah.
Maddie's got his out in his eavesdrop right now, getting them ready for the season.
He's marinating them, isn't he, Jamie?
Oh yeah, we dug deep into that, into his theories behind that.
Yeah, you got to marinate the fish.
He started to make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Don't get sucked in. Don't do it, Jamie.
Marinate them in salt water; they'll never rust.
but Seth, I mean, like, you had a rough year. You and Gus both. Are you ready to kick some ass in 24? Both of you guys. Are you?
I am, yeah. I'm gonna catch some hogs.
Yeah. I like it. And I mean, we're big fans here in the Bass Galaxy of both of you guys.
Hell yeah.
And I know especially Crum, man.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean, I see him flying high again over there with Ozzy Osbourne. I like it. I like it. And if you guys ever need motivation, in fact, I'm going to put this out to the entire Bass Galaxy. If anybody needs motivation, you call 1-800-CRAWMAN.
You bet, buddy.
1-800-CRAWMAN.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what, life doesn't Push get any better when you're having a cold one watching these guys compete on Sunday. Life really just doesn't get any better. In fact, from Thursday on, it's pretty awesome to watch your buddies compete out there.
Yeah, it's a cool thing, and especially when you have horses in the race that are like family. It's cool, and I'm happy I'm going to be traveling with you boys this year, so I'm going to get to see you guys all over the place. 9 events, yeah, and Coop's dad's going to buy me lunch at every one of them. I'm super happy about that, Jamie.
He's laughing right now. I'm pretty sure I can hear him. he's walking upstairs for sure.
Hey guys,
Maddie, you can probably sleep in the back of Coop's truck with him at the events too.
Can we go butt to butt?
Okay. You got room on that air mattress, or is he hoteling? Or
those aren't pillows, Coop.
What's the deal?
God just yelled down the stairs. Don't think so.
Hey. Let's it's New Year's, guys. It's coming right up. Happy New Year's to all of you, by the way. And let's make some viewers out there in the Bass Galaxy happy and give some stuff away. We had 4 deals. Seth, we had 2 of Pedro's Lucky Rocks, and we have a Sims Challenger hoodie giveaway, and we have a tin cup Mountain Whiskey fun box. So let's give some stuff away. I think that's Andy texting people winners, right? Andy, am I saying stuff? Who's saying stuff?
That's me. Sorry, boys. My phone's.
Yeah,
I don't know how to turn it off. It's
connected. He's worse than Roland in that damn thing.
Oh, those are all those. Hey, Fighter, did you hear about all the groupies that Coop has? Because of bass fishing?
Oh, yeah.
No. I mean, that dude is a boy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Do you got to test this theory? So I started noticing it like last year, but any like fishing girl influencer, anything like that, like any girl holding a fish on Instagram,
yeah,
the number first, like Cooper Gallant likes this on every single one.
It makes perfect sense now. It makes perfect sense.
Oh yeah, he's a cyber hound.
Yeah, he's sowing the seeds, isn't he?
Hey Pat, let's do this. Let's let's throw in a signature series Crowman call on your deal there. So whoever
really?
Wants it.
Yeah, I just won that. My name just got pulled. That's weird.
Oh wow, Andy, you did win that?
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, bud.
Congratulations.
The winner of that custom call is the Straight Cast producer, Andrew Ellenberger, the Ginger Ninja. Congratulations. Andy, that's the first time you ever won anything.
I know. I'm so excited.
Yes. Newfangled science.
So fast.
Okay. So I'm giving my Andy, what am I doing?
You got a Pedro Rock. Gussie's got Sims. Brad's got a Pedro Rock, and I'm giving the tin cup to Jamie.
Oh, okay. Sounds fun. Okay. So I'll go first. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of Pedro Fighter official Lucky Pocket Rock number 1 is David Noloff. David Noloff, KNOLLHOFF. Direct message, J.R. Ewing, Rock and Show Fantasy, on the Straight Cast Facebook direct message. And that's David Noloff. You want Pedro Rock number 1. Heck yeah. Now let's do Sims. Gus, you want to announce the Sims Challenger hoodie winner?
Brian Murray is getting a hoodie.
Brian Murray. Heck yeah. It's Bill's brother, Brian Doyle Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great actor.
That's right.
Amazing. You won the Sims hoodie. Direct message, J.R. Ewing, Rock and Show Fantasy, on the Straight Cast direct message. Okay. Now, hey, Crummy, I got to tell you this, bud. You're going to have to give out two of those things. One to my producer.
If your series calls, we can do that.
Yeah, one to my producer and then one to a lucky hunter.
You bet.
In the Bass Galaxy. So, Gingy, you don't have Crawman's number. Text one of those guys.
We'll get it all to him. Yep.
All right. And then where are we at? We got another Pedro Rock. Who's got that? Choder, you got that?
The lucky winner of the second Pedro Rock is Brad Leitner. No, Brad Peterson.
Brad Peterson.
BP.
Okay, Brad Peterson, direct message, straight cast, Facebook. And then we have, what else we got left? Tin Cup. Okay, Jamie, you got the Tin Cup.
Yeah, Eric Stevens. You're getting banged up, bud.
Aaron Stevens.
You should get everything at once. You get a jacket, a bottle, and two rocks. Put them to work.
That's called the Let's Freaking Party Pack.
Two rocks and a bottle. The Chicago Pump.
And how are we getting? How are we going to announce the Carl Mag call? The other one. Who's getting that? Who are we texting that to? Ginge, did you have time to randomize? I don't think we. You know what? I don't think we had time to randomize it.
Did we not randomize?
Ginge, can you randomize one real quick?
I'm sending it to Brad's phone so he can.
Okay, give it to Brad. Show it to the Carl Man and let him it rip. This is a custom. You got one of those handy, dude?
Can you show us? We do.
I just want to see what it looked like.
Show us. We'll have all the products handy.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Brucey and I got a couple buddies chirping up on the comments. I saw Carl and Rago, so give it to one of those two clowns.
Okay.
All right, they got it. Good to go.
All right, Terrence Conroy will be getting the Crow Man signature Crow call. And I'll be happy to do a half hour lesson on that, too.
So that's a half hour FaceTime lesson and a Crow Man call.
Maybe an hour. Depends on how
he's feeling. You ever get a raven come into the Crow call?
We've had a few ravens. You bet, buddy.
Keep trying giving the whole year.
Do you like the Black Crows, the band?
Yeah, I do.
I love them. Yeah.
He
can't shoot them. he get in trouble, Kyle. What time you boys got to get up in the morning, Minnesota Savages?
Shooting time 7:20. We got a 30-minute car ride.
It'll be 4:30.
6:50. Probably get there about 6. I don't know. Get up at 5.
Okay. Start blasting at 7:20.
Yeah. That's right, man. Lighten it up.
I like it. Well, you know what, Minnesota Savages, we're looking forward to your part into the Great Wide Opens. That's for sure next year. Brad Leitner, we are looking forward to your fishing in the Great Wide Opens in 2024, as well as you co-hosting a podcast. Jamie Bruce, we look forward to all of your endeavors. You're a man of many caps, Jamie Bruce. Bassmaster Classic champion Jeff Gustafson, we wish you the best, dude, in a killer year in 2024. Yeah. I mean, be the savage Canadian snow leopard that you are. Seth Fighter, be the dirty llama that you are. Bite their necks, drink their blood, both of you. Right. And Cooper Gallant, keep killing it with the ladies.
Blind spot.
I don't care how you fish. Just keep killing it with the ladies. I'm a hero. Living vicariously through you. Hey, this has been the Stray Cast year-end slide-through extravaganza. Did you guys have fun?
Hell yeah.
Yep. It's just kind of a laid-back kind of.
Hey, Gussie, nice chirping tonight.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
Must have been practicing.
He's refining the skills, Seth.
I've been holding up for a few days, so I just
you're letting it out.
Writing material
this tonight, yeah.
He contacted Swindle's guy, and he's got Swindle's guy writing him jokes now.
No, I'm not buying that. They seem natural.
No, I know he is. I know Gus is because Tabla is a natural. Hey, what do you guys think? Hey, Fighter.
Yeah.
Popcorn's back.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too. Seth? Yeah.
Stay up in it.
Popcorn's back. And he's going to be holding down the fort a little bit too.
Hell yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. So think of like real tough questions to help him out. And then
I'm inspired by the Gussie upright position. The standing up. Relaxed.
Yeah, I'm ready. I mean,
that's what brought the fire.
It shows stamina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only one not sitting.
Yeah. It shows stamina and it has the intimidation factor. Yeah. Coop, your babes are just blowing you TF up. Dude, are all these texts saying WYD you up? Is that what it's saying? WYD, are you up?
No, it's all the family bugging me to come out, but
see,
it's been a long week. I think I'm packing her in tonight.
Well, I'll tell
that
you
could what, go a number of ways.
That could. Yeah. It certainly could. That hey, yeah. Jamie's smirking down there. But hey, guys, this has been another episode of Stray Cast. This winds up 2023. We come back January 10th, and Mark Zone is throwing out the first pitch of the season on Stray Cast in 2024. And we can't wait, guys. So we look forward to all that. And Happy New Year to everybody, Bass Galaxy. And hey, Seth, before we go, we were playing a game earlier, and I think you might be good at this game. Did you hear when we were playing the clickbait game by any chance?
Yeah, I had all kinds of good ones.
Give me one.
I mean, for the gator one, it should be alligator attack almost died. Something like that. I don't know.
That's all you need.
Just real googie, you know? Like,
yeah.
Biggest bass ever.
Yeah.
Boing. Insert sound effect. Yeah. Biggest bass ever. Boing.
Yeah.
Should be allowed. Okay, I needed you to get in on that, Seth.
So. Oh, I had him ready. I was in the other room. Start yelling across the.
Hey,
I said,
yeah.
I gotta stop. All right, hey, Andy, give me a song and make it loud. Give us a loud song, something that rocks, Ginge. Let's get out of here. Let's do it.
Maybe some Offspring or something.
Yeah. Oh. A wild request, Gus.
Yeah, the Offspring I like.
First album.
Yeah, the first
Smash.
Yeah,
Smash.
Yeah, it shows the rage of Gustavo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the rage of Gustavo listening to
from Pearl Jam to Offspring.
Yeah, the Pearl Jam shirt. On.
He does have the Eddie Vedder signature series Sim shirt on.
Eddie Netter Better Nutter Butter
available now at simsfishing.com. Thank you again to Sims Fishing for your contribution to tonight's show, as well as Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey and, of course, Pedro Fighter for your giveaways tonight. Hey, Stray Cast, I'd like to thank White River Knives, OmniaFishing.com. Seth, you like Omnia Fishing?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, me too. Can I get a hell yeah, Omnia Fishing? Hey, don't forget about Power Pole. We power pole down for pleasure and keep it on the move. Impulse Lithium Batteries, Bob's Machine Shop, Tin Cup Mountain Whiskey, Berkeley Fishing, Abu Garcia, Crestliner Boats, and We Throw Shade with Waterland. And of course, Ryan Whitaker's famous Cal Sag Bass. Hey, it's been an amazing 2023 called the Year of the Crow, man.
If fishing slow, call the crow.
That's it. All right, I'm going to make up words.
Yeah, boys.
Happy New Year.
Good night, everybody. Thank you, Bass Galaxy. I'm Pat Renwick. Who are you?
Ryan Whitaker.
That's Ryan Whitaker. And where's my ninja? Where's my ninja? There. Hey, this has been an Andrew Ellenberg Ginger Ninja production all freaking year. Bass Galaxy, yes. We look forward to bringing you madness in 2024. A piece of video. Peace. to you all. I'm out. See you in 24. Catch lots of fish.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance.
No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Straycast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening. Peace.